It's not uncommon for Joe Hunter to get a call in the wee hours of the night. Hunter heads Gospel at New Generation, or Gang Inc., at the North Fraser Community Center.
Usually by the time you see it on television, I've already received the call. I usually get the call before the police or even the media, because the person that got shot is probably connected to me. In a lot of cases, I hate to say it, but the person who did the shooting is connected to me, because I go and make relationship with all of them.
Hunter says he reluctantly started doing this work, and he started out by meeting gang leaders. But this isn't Hunter's first foray into the world of gangs. Several decades ago, Hunter terrorized the streets of Detroit as a young gangster, which might explain why this preacher of the streets can reach these kids. Hunter doesn't claim he can reach all gang members, but
in this thing called gang intervention and prevention and gang knowledge and gang environment and culture, if you can get one gang member not to commit a murder, you've succeeded greatly, okay? If you think that you're going to get 5,000 gang members to all of a sudden turn into lawyers or productive citizens, it's not going to happen, okay?
Hunter's work doesn't only occur at the community center. He goes where the gang members are, into schools, homes, hospitals, and funerals. And when you see him with the young people at his center, you see the respect and love. And many come back just to check in. Junior, not his real name, is one of Hunter's converts. I'm not using Junior's real name to protect his identity. Junior is 22, and he is now in his third year of college. He says he met Hunter at Tresvant High School.
My friend, really, his sister, a dude had called his sister, you know, cursed his sister out. And this how some stuff got started, and we fought them. And when we fought them, they brought a bunch of guys back, like 30 guys back, to try to kill us, really. And it was a word around that they was going to kill me and stuff like that.
At that time, Junior was affiliated with one of the warring gangs in Fraser, the Gangster Disciples. Hunter is real with the young people and tries to provide guidance that many don't have. It could be as simple as look at someone in the eye when you shake their hand, or helping them navigate their way out of a world riddled with violence, drugs, and money. He meets the young people where they are.
He just know that I'm determined and I got that, you know, their heart, and I won't back down from nobody, and he liked it. So he just really just touched bases, and we talked. And when we talked, he tried to tell me to calm down and try to be more of a man, you know, a productive man to society and to the community.
Hunter finds himself in dicey situations, but he says he's not afraid because he knows these guys and he understands their culture. One Sunday night last summer, two teens were shot. Hunter says he got calls from both sides, this time FAM and Gangster Disciples.
The other night what happened, FAM had jumped on a queen of the Gangster Disciples and stabbed her. Well, when you jump on a queen of the Gangster Disciples, and I know everybody knows the seat that a queen sits in, okay? Then all of her underlings are going to come to her aid. And that's what happened. And they went back to retaliate in this crowd of FAM, which I'm told that the 15-year-old and the 13-year-old are new recruits and being recruited by FAM.
Hunter says the teens were setouts or pawns.
They shoot in the crowd, hit the two. Now, I always say to these young setouts, when the drive-by comes, the boy who recruited you knows that they shot at somebody last night. So he knows the purple car that turns the corner. You don't. So as a 15 and 13-year-old, they didn't know that a queen of the GDs had been jumped by FAM. And any car that turns that corner could be shooting at us. 13 and 15-year-olds don't know that. But the boys in the middle of that crowd know that. So you on the outside, if anything happens, I don't get hit. You get hit. And that's what happened.
One of the boys was taken to Lebanon Hospital and released. The other was brought home. Still, gang violence isn't isolated to North Memphis. It's just where most of it occurs.
This thing has stretched so far until even out in the county in $400,000 homes, you got nice kids with plasma screen TVs on their bedroom walls. The reason I know that, because I've been called to their houses and they want to be a gang member. And they're calling out gang names. And they have false knowledge of gangs but they want to be one. And they're willing to give up that $400,000 home, the swimming pool, and the plasma TV. I know, it blows my mind. And I try to show them, dude, you don't want that. I even took some of them with me to North Memphis. Let me just show you what they do in the organization you say you want to be in, okay? Because it ain't rolling like that out here, son. And your mama and your stepdaddy needs to put into it. Not just because you live out here, but because that stuff is going to destroy your life.
The researchers have found that even after people do leave the gang...
That's Phelan Weyrich. He's a senior policy advisor for the Department of Justice.
Even if it's just a short, you know, a year-long involvement in the gang as a teenager, it can have very negative consequences later into adult life. Disrupted education, reduced chances for job advancement, disrupted family life. So gang membership is really a losing proposition.
Hunter says the best way to keep young people away from gang life is to be involved in their lives and make sure to keep them busy. Because gang activities, meetings, running drugs, and planning robberies takes a lot of time. For WKNO News, I'm Candace Letlow.